Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry with Miles O'Brien and for Celeste Headlee. And today in London, the start of the first public inquiry into Britain and the UK's role in the Iraq War. It's not a criminal trial, but an investigation to answer the question of whether Britain was right to go to war and, quote, apportion blame where the investigation commission sees fit. BBC political correspondent and friend of The Takeaway, Rob Watson, is at the BBC studios in Westminster now, a few minutes from where the inquiry is taking place. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, John.
Now, you know, it seems to me that this inquiry is a bit late in the game to be actually looking into this sort of thing. But explain to me the timing and what the scope of this investigation is.
Well, the scope is what marks this inquiry out from other inquiries held by the British government and by the Parliament, because it's massive. It basically looks at right back to 2001, before 9/11, what was UK and I should say US policy then, and then how did Britain decide along with the United States to go to war in Iraq, what then happened with the military operation, and what, of course, what happened with the 6 years of British occupation in southern Iraq that followed. So it's a massive timescale, and as you say, the point isn't so much to clamp somebody in irons as a result of this inquiry, but look at what went right, what went wrong, and hopefully to learn from those lessons for future governments.
Rob, listen to this voice, and I want to ask you how much this investigation is being motivated by political forces on the ground in the UK. Listen.
I'm just hoping that it will be and that the truth will come out, that someone will be held responsible and accountable for what's happened to all the kids.
That's a woman named Elsie Manning, and her daughter, Staff Sergeant Sharon Elliott, was killed in 2006. How much of this investigation is motivated by those sorts of sentiments?
Well, you know, I think it's motivated by lots of things. One has to remember that the British public, by a pretty large majority, came to the view that the Iraq invasion was a huge and costly mistake. So there's that. There's also the power of the opposition parties who've been calling for this inquiry. And then I think if you step back a bit further, look, Britain's decision to go along with the United States into war in Iraq is by far and away the most controversial foreign policy decision of an entire generation. So, duh, there was bound to be an inquiry.
And, you know, unlike in the United States, where the notion of Donald Rumsfeld sitting before a panel of investigators or George W. Bush or Dick Cheney, the vice president, Gordon Brown and Tony Blair may testify here.
Certainly Tony Blair will, and that is scheduled for some time in the new year. And I suppose, you know, having spent a lot of time in the United States, of course, some key figures, political figures in the United States, did testify before the 9/11 commission.
Right, Condoleezza Rice, probably the most senior in that particular case. Is this the kind of investigation that's going to be broadcast wall to wall, that will be completely public, that the British public will be following sort of moment by moment?
Well, briefly, yes, it will be covered wall to wall. Will everybody be following it? I'm not so sure about that. And overall, can this investigation have the power to shock the British people? Probably not, after all the inquiries that there have already been.
Remind us, how many British soldiers are still in Iraq at this moment?
Very, very few. The major contingent of British forces withdrew in July 2009, and that, in a way, was the spark for allowing this inquiry to get underway.
Interesting. In perfect context there. Rob Watson, BBC UK political correspondent, talking about an investigation that begins today to look at the scope and the blame for what Rob Watson calls the biggest foreign policy error in a generation in the UK, the Iraq War.